Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishma, Asar B'Yakov Shom, Le'a Bas Yitzchok. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Makis, which the beginning of the Masechta discusses Eidim Zoyrimim. And the Gemara, in the base, the end of Amud Aleph, wants to bring a Kal V'Choymer, that Eidim Zoyrimim of Ben Grusho will not become Ben Grusho, because a Kohen himself, who causes his kids to be Ben Grusho, doesn't become Ben Grusho. It's Zoyrimim who just attempted to make a Ben Grusho. Of course, he won't become Ben Grusho. So it says the Gemara Tapa Amud Beis, according to the explanation of Rashi, but that's the whole Eidim Zoyrimim is based on this fact, that when they were successful in their attempt, they don't get punished. But only when they were not successful, they just attempted to do it, they get punished. And Rashi brings the idea, the concept, the mocker of Kasher Zoman V'loy Kasher Oso. You punish Eidim Zoyrimim only when he attempted to do it, now he was actually successful. Interesting to point out that this Loshon is not brought down in the Gemara. It's a lashon of Rashi. Rashi brings this mocker, kasher zoma v'lo kasher osa, which is not mentioned in the Gemara, just referred to in the Gemara. So Rashi points out daf hey amud beis. And the Gemara, come on, daf hey, asks, what about kal v'chomer? If when he had just attempted to do it, he's punished. So when he actually did it, when the eid zoyimim went and it was successful in his eidus, of course he will be punished. So Gemara daf hey amud beis said, ein oinshim nedin. I can't say beis kal v'chomer. So let's be ma'ayin a little bit, and it's going to serve as a good opening, a good psicho to the Masechta. What's the idea that Eid Zoyimim is punished only when he attempted to do something, but now he is actually successful to do it? So the Ramban and Chumash, in the Devarim, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yotes, says the famous Nekudo that's recorded in many, many Sfarim, that we have the concept of Kiloy Adzdik Rosho. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not allow Beis Din to make mistakes. And that's the idea that we're marking in it in the beginning of Sanhedrin, of base, that Kemishpot le'loikimu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Mishpot, he's doing the Mishpot. Beker le'loikim Mishpot, he's the one in the Beis Din. And therefore, if a person comes out of Beis Din Zakai, don't worry, lo'yadzdik Rosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to allow Rosho to go B'tzidkus. And even if it didn't come in Beis Din, he'll get punished a different way. And similarly, it works the opposite. If someone is punished by Beis Din, that means this person deserved to be punished. Because we would not allow Beis Din to make a mistake and cause an oinish to somebody who doesn't deserve it. So if Eidim Zoyimim come and they testify and their Eidus is miskabelis, is accepted, and the person in the Nidoin is actually killed, it means he deserved to die. And if you don't punish Eidim Zoyimim, obviously the Zoyimim will have a Cheshbon Shamayim that they did, that they lied. But at the end of the day, their lie brought to something that was supposed to happen. Therefore, you don't punish them with kasher osa. Only kasher zomam, he attempted to do it, and he wasn't successful. So Adrabi, the fact that he wasn't successful, that is the proof that this Eidus is a real sheker, and he needs to be punished for it. The Maharal, the Beragoy, the Berashini, brings this Ramban, and he adds more to it. He said, in order for Eidus ksheira to be accepted and based in, there's so much to it. You need asra. You need a Kabbalah Seidus. You have Chakiris and Drishois. One can think to himself, if you're asking so much, Eidus will never be accepted and based in. Elama, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yonim a responsibility. That responsibility is defined in the Torah. There's very clear guidelines. So if someone comes to Beis Din and they cannot punish him because the Eidus is not exactly intact, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of this person. Beis Din should not do it because Beis Din are not the ones that are fixing the world. They do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. And that's why we're now worried if a person did an Aveira, we didn't have a straw, we didn't have a way to punish him, the Eidus had some contradictions. The only time Beis Din is punishing is when they're allowed to punish and when it works well. If not, everything else HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of. So whatever happens in Beis Din is supposed to happen in Beis Din. And that's the idea of kasher zoma lo kasher osa. If it happened in Beis Din, it means it was supposed to happen. The Maharal adds another nekuda. We spoke about it in a previous shir. Just say it here in short. It's a very deep nekuda. He says, when there's a machshava in the world, the machshava is not yet implemented in the world. The machshava is trying to come and be effective in some way. We explained in a previous shir that this world is the world of the ma'aseh. That's the world where action's happening. The machshava is the framework, is the beginning of the process. You start with the machshava and you bring it out to fruition through the ma'aseh. If there is a machshava in the world, an income to maaseh, it's trying to be effective in some way. And if the original machshava was not effective, it will come out in a different way. It says that's a pasuk in Esther that says by Haman, Yashu machshavta al roishu. His machshava, the etiyan machshava, but it didn't come to fruition. So it comes on him. He brings the mashal of someone throwing a stone on the wall and it hits back to him. So machshava is trying to be effective. It doesn't land. It goes back to the original source. So he merely says that's a pshat. Eidim zayim, when they have a machshava to do something wrong, if it wasn't effective, it goes back to them. But if it was effective, even though it was not supposed to be that way, but it was, so that machshava doesn't come back and hits them back. And that's the oimer, kasha zomam v'loi kasha osa. Once it was osa, that machshava is gone. So now he has to be punished in Shemayim. But if the machshava is still in the level of machshava, then it comes and hits them back. The machshava goes back to its original source. Anyone who wants to join Shemachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shemachshava@gmail.com.